cue.
That was good timing.
Shout out.
Yep.
This your boy, D-Boy.
And your boy, Old School.
We back. Backyard Podcast, episode 2. I want to give a shout out to D-Boy Productions.
D-Boy Productions, shout out.
For this nasty beat. I call this beat Streets of New York. I truly believe this is by far my best beat. It's on sale. $2,000. Anybody wants it, I'm taking it. You know, if not, you know, we could put it on bid, you know, on an auction. Shout out. Welcome, everybody, to Backyard Podcast, what's episode up? Deuces.
What's up? What's up?
Hopefully, everybody listened to episode 1. We got about how many was it that we last saw?
7.5 billion followers, listeners.
Listeners. Shout out to all 7.5 billion listeners. But no, seriously, it was pretty popular. As I was checking out, I got a couple of emails letting me know. I'm not going to say the exact number because, you know, I don't want anybody else to get jealous.
Jelly?
Jelly. But it was pretty popular. I want to thank all our listeners out there.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
For viewing episode 1 and welcome to episode 2.
Welcome. Of
the Backyard Podcast. So how you doing, Old School?
Chilling, man.
What you been up to all week, man?
School, and more school, and shooting in school.
What you shooting, though?
Glock 22. Glock 22. Nah.
Tell them. Don't fuck with us. You know we got it.
I bite, nigga. I bite. Hold on. Nah, but it was fun. Chilling. We wouldn't do much. Cooked picadillo for the first time today.
Picadillo?
Yeah. Those of you don't know, that's...
Give it to our... Americans, let them know.
Americans or white people, love y'all.
That's just how we say.
It's a ground beef cooked in some tomato sauce, green peppers, onions, garlic, olive oil, and deliciousness.
Dope.
With some pieces with chopped potatoes in it. Oh, delicious, man.
Dope.
Fire. It came out pretty good for the first time, but...
Shout out to...
Enough about that. That shit's boring as fuck. Ain't nobody want to listen to about that shit.
Shout out to this beat.
Yeah, that shit hard as fuck, though.
Like I said, if you guys want $2,000, or hit me up. You know, we can work something out. Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, Facebook.
Oh, it's just live, though.
Wherever you want it, right? Look at that, Andy. Hold up. Let's...
Yeah, let's enjoy this for a second.
A little bit. It's almost over. Fire.
Yeah, we need definitely Big Sean on this bitch.
Big Sean. Kanye wasn't able to make it this week. I know we promised you guys, but he will come. I believe he told me next week in episode 3. So stay tuned.
Yeah,
you guys
are
gonna enjoy it. You guys gonna enjoy it. He might bring good music. He might make them pass through as well. You know, shout out to good music. I just want to go back real quick to episode 1. I know I said something. fuck Nike. Nike, I didn't mean it. We need all the sponsors we can get. So shout out to Nike. We looking for you. Shout out to Apple for the Apple Watch. Just got an Apple Watch. Shout out to Apple. You want to give any shout-outs before we start our show this week?
I give a shout-out to my mama. P.O.P., hold it down.
Mama, I love you once again.
man, I'm broke, man. I ain't got no shout-outs. Let's get it cracking, man. Let's get it started.
Cup ramen's up in all day.
For those of you who don't know, this podcast just us, D-Boy, and Old School just talking mad shit.
Swag.
Mad shit.
Swag.
And hopefully some funny shit y'all want to listen to.
So I know last week we were a little bit unorthodox. You know, we just wanted to get out episode 1 so, you know, we can keep going. Episode 1 was just, you know, an introductory episode. This episode, we're a little bit more structured, as you can clearly see. We're more structured and we got topics for you guys. We got a couple of topics. D-Boy.
What's up?
D-Boy, that's me.
No, that's you.
Old School.
What up?
Sorry, got distracted. In this backyard, we got a lot of things moving.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of scary
also
shit.
Also, for you guys that just
we are legit today, in a backyard.
We are in a backyard.
Like, you will hear noises You will hear noises. You will hear cars. You will hear dogs. You
kids will hear playing.
Kids, airplanes, animals, fucking dogs, fucking cats, meowing, all types of shit.
All that good stuff.
Just let you know. Old school. Let these people know what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, today we're going to have some what-if situations.
What
some
if?
What-if situations.
What
we're
if?
Gonna we're going to talk about our views and a couple things. What we thinking of. What we think of. Shit, go ahead, man. I'm fucking up, man. I said that shit three times. I'm not saying that shit again.
You're getting it raw. This is raw as it comes. So basically today we're going to talk about a couple things. Old School and myself, we came up with three topics. Old School, unfortunately, wasn't able to obtain that third topic.
It's not really third topic, but I got something to talk about.
All right, for number three. So I know Old School wants to talk about a what-if situation that revolves. Let him know, Old School. What is it?
It's a would-you-rather more. Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, referencing to the movie Clerks.
Shout out to Clerks.
Clerks, Rollo's movie. Rollo's people.
Shout out.
Hey, make Clerks 4 with us, please.
Shout out.
Or 3. I don't know how many Clerks is there. But referencing Clerks, there was a scene where, I don't remember the name of the characters. I'm bad with names. But his girlfriend, he found out his girlfriend had... gave head to 36 guys.
Sean.
36 motherfucking guys.
You a Sean.
Now, would you have rather found out that your girlfriend had sex with 36 guys or Sean. Gave head to 36 guys? Not had sex. Not your girlfriend had sex. What? If you had to choose, and you have to choose, between your girl having sex with 36 guys or giving head to 36 guys, what would you choose? Go ahead, D-Boy.
See, now that's... Shout out to Mike. I know he gonna like this answer. depends. It all depends. Now, if she's sucking dick for free and she's doing it raw, okay, use the show. Flat out. If you're sucking it with a rubber on, you a shown.
Yeah.
36 different dicks in your mouth. I don't like that shit. But now she has sex with 36 different guys. And, okay, so. I would rather the girl sucking 36 different dicks with a condom on than her getting penetrated by 36 different dicks with a condom on. Because, one, that pussy gonna be wide as fuck. You know, a nigga just gonna slide in there, do no types of damage. No types of damage. Nigga, you know, he wanna put in that word. He gonna be, I'm tired. She be like, you ain't doing nothing yet. I'm like, oh shit, you a hoe. I don't fuck with you. So that's my take. Just because of the fact that, god damn, 36 different niggas. Like,
that's
a lot, man. I know some people. Now.
No names.
Name dropping.
Yeah, drop some names.
You know who you are. You're going to be on the show one of these days. I know some niggas and bitches. I know some females that, you know, they've gotten into the double digits. You know, high 15, 16, 17s. You know, I have yet to met someone that hit 20.
But that's twice as 15. It's more than twice as 15.
I know. But I have yet to meet somebody that hits the 20. Now... if you're a dude and you know, it's vice versa with girls. Girls, would you prefer, and we don't have any ladies here, so this is just, you know, for you to answer at your crib. Girls,
leave it in the comments somewhere.
Leave it in the comments. Shout out to the comments. Would you prefer your man fucking 36 different bitches with a condom? Let's be safe, people. Let's be safe. Or in the other case, if you're eating 36 different pussies,
you can't be safe. You can't wear a mouth condom.
I mean, you could put some fucking wrap on that
saran
shit.
Saran wrap on your face.
But
you got saran wrap on your nose and everything. Bro.
I don't know how well that's going to. But ladies, like, if I was a bitch, sorry, if I was a female, I would prefer a dude. That fuck 36 different bitches. Because that's the past. All right. That's the past. you with me now. You know, we doing our thing. I'm fucking your life up. You trying to make me happy. I'm just fucking your life up. I'm taking all your money. I'm you know, barely giving you head. You know, we fuck once a week. That me, we doing our things. Women, that's what y'all do. but that's what I'll prefer. I'll prefer, in both cases, sucking dick, eating pussy. See, now I can't. I don't know a nigga. I do not know a nigga, unless you're a porn star, that's 836 different pussies.
Yeah, that's a high number, bro.
That's just absurd and disgusting.
Sounds inconceivable, actually.
Trust me, if you go... If you go to Thailand, you go to fucking the red light district.
Oh, well, that sounds like buffet. Sounds like a buffet. Like,
that's expired sushi.
Put on the table. Like, I'll have some of that.
You eating expired pussy now?
See?
That's nasty as fuck. But that's my take on it. Give me the bitch that fucked the 36 niggas. Give me that bitch. That's the bitch I want. One, you lose. You're not going to make me work. You're not going to make number 37. Oh, lucky number 37. No, bitch. I'm hitting that shit second, third date, and we good.
All right. My take on this, honestly, I can't picture me being with a female that had 36 dicks, different dicks
Talk
in her
about
mouth.
It. Talk about
36
it.
36 dicks in her mouth? Bro,
Talk
you
got
to think about it. It takes a lot for a female to go down on a guy.
Yo, that's very accurate, right?
That is accurate. But I'm loyal.
we going to have DJ Khaled swing through in a little bit. He let me know. He in Miami right now, you know. He going to come through and voice his opinion in a couple things as well. So you prefer a chick that fucked 36 different niggas as well? What if it was raw, though?
If it was
like
raw?
Like, she sucked 36 different dicks, but with condoms. But she went raw with 36. I mean, I don't know what bitch would do. I don't know what woman would do that. Suck a dick with a condom on, but then let him put it in raw. Doesn't make sense. But let's.
I think I still go with 36. I don't know. Yeah, that's too bad. That's horrible to me. Bro, you got to kiss that face. You don't got to go down on her.
So which one are you going for? 36 dicks in the mouth or 36 dicks in the pussy?
In the pussy. No.
You can't do...
I can't do 36 in the mouth.
You can't?
I can't. Think about it. Face. You got to be
but
looking at that
condoms,
face.
But condoms, though.
Every day.
They going...
Every day.
The worst they're going to taste like is latex.
Dick. You're going to picture a different dick every day you wake up in the morning in her mouth. Boy? Nah. No sleep for me.
I guess. 30 in the vagina, though? So you want a wide-ass pussy?
I mean, I don't want one, but if you had to choose,
You prefer the wide pussy
than
the wide mouth.
Because you could shrink a pussy, but the mouth
You could shrink a mouth,
shown.
Too, man. Just two hits to the face, locked jaw and everything. She can't open it.
All right.
Locked
That's
jaw.
That's our answers on those. What's your one of your...
Talk to us. Put it in the comments. Let us know what y'all prefer, 36 dicks in the mouth or 36 dicks in the pussy. Shout out to 36 dicks.
Shout out to clerks.
Shout out to clerks. One of my topics now.
What up?
I want to talk about, we're going to switch the subject to sports. All
right.
You know, we're going to talk about the NBA right now because, you know, we in that playoff race. We already got the teams that more than likely are going to make the playoffs. So I just want to talk about something that's been going on for a couple years now. How soft.
Talk about it.
How soft the NBA has gotten. Because I'm watching some plays that motherfuckers are falling, tripping, flopping.
Flopping. Keyword.
On little, you know, touches here and there. A little pick here. Nigga just falls, breaks his leg. Goes to the locker room. I'm talking about you, Paul Pierce. Fuck you in the 2008 finals, nigga. Y'all fucked up my Lakers. Going to the locker room in a wheelchair. Coming back like nothing happened and sinking three straight threes. I know what that third quarter. Come on, Paul Pierce. I ain't never going to forgive you for that shit.
Shout out to Paul Pierce.
Shout out to Paul Pierce, though. If you want to swing through, come through, baby.
Oh, shit.
It's because I'm just tired of it. Every sport is doing it now. I mean, as I see, football as well. soccer, football.
Football.
You know, that's football, soccer, it's on another level. You know, niggas, you touch them in the butthole and they fucking jump up, jump down, twirl, do crazy shit on the floor. I'm like, is this nigga have spasm, Caesar? Like, he needs to go to the hospital. Something's going on. There's something seriously wrong with this dude. this doesn't make sense to me. So, you know, I just want to bring that up. Old school, let me hear your opinion about that.
All right. NBA-wise.
NBA sports. Right now, I'm in the NBA. Fuck you, Paul Pierce.
I'm going to go with NBA-wise. NBA-wise, I believe this is off the top of the dome. We didn't even go
top
through
of
this.
The dome.
This is not non-scripted. We just had our topics, and we're just going to talk about it.
Swish.
Pertaining to this question, let's see. With NBA-wise, I believe the players adopted two different rules.
And pussy how, rules?
Pussy rules and how the game's being officiated.
Breach. So you're blaming the NBA?
Well, of course. Well, I blame the NBA. Yeah, man, they changed the rules. They're trying to protect the players, and doing so, they made
players
it softer.
Players made out of paper.
Now, look back, somebody like Allen Iverson,
oof,
beast.
Punishment, and he took punishment
took
like a
punishment.
Man.
Punishment.
Like a man.
Every damn day. Kobe,
like a man.
Even our current
See, no, no,
Kobe.
No, 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 no. Kobe is an exception to the rule because a couple games ago,
but
you
he
saw.
Adopted. He adopted, and he you got to adopt, man. You got to play the game.
Kobe, he's a special case because I was watching a game. I believe he dislocated, was it?
Pinky.
His no,
or
it was just recently. It was just
it
was his thumb, his shoulder. It was something that had to do with
and
the upper body,
in.
And it popped it back in and went back in play.
Raw ass
like,
nigga.
Come on, what other player would do that besides
no
maybe
that
Westbrook?
I
could see Westbrook because he got that injury. He had to get surgery. 2 weeks later, he was back and posting up triple doubles.
Yeah, Westbrook. But he's a freak of nature playing ball though.
Kevin Durant, maybe. I don't like Kevin Durant that much. I think he'll sit down because, you know,
I don't think too many. As a matter of fact, I don't think any NBA player right now, except Kobe, would do that.
Definitely not LeBron. Shout out to LeBron, though. Come through.
I don't know if LeBron come back, man. I miss you. I miss you so much.
No, I don't. Bye, Felicia. We don't want you here, nigga.
No,
I'm happy you're gone.
I miss you so much.
Shit, let my Chicago Bulls have a chance at the East now.
Yo. But yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I feel.
Yeah, because back in the day, like, the play that I remember the best was when Michael Jordan played the Pistons. This boy went up for a layup. And Rodman, the Worm,
yep.
Rodman, shout out to the Worm, come through. This boy did like a lariat type clothesline to this boy's stomach. Like, he straight duked him right in the stomach. Jordan fell. I'm sure the ref saw it. They said, fuck this nigga, Jordan. The ref saw that shit. I know, because nobody could miss that. You had three referees. You going to tell me you're going to miss a clothesline? Right? So Jordan fell. He couldn't get up. I fallen and I can't get up. And that's it. They kept playing. I was like, oh, my goodness, that's beautiful. That's beautiful basketball to me.
Some raw last
word. Hand-checking is gone. Hand-checking
was
been
amazing.
Gone for a minute.
But I believe a player like Curry would not.
Yeah, no,
be,
Curry will get laid on
player.
His ass right now if he was in them. If he was back then in the 80s, early 90s, he'll get laid ass. He'll get his 12 threes.
Like mid-90s and psych. Late 90s too, man.
Psych? 12 threes? When he went off on...
Yeah, it would have happened. He would have been
boys
checked.
Couple of, that
a
was a wild-ass game,
ago.
Though. Shout out to Curry for that performance. Thank you. I
well,
appreciate
nice
you for that. That
for
was
sure.
Nice 12 threes with that almost half-court shot to win the game. You didn't see it?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Nasty.
He's on another level, though.
Nasty.
Right now,
talk
he is
it.
On another level. He is
talk
probably one of the, if not the best player right now playing.
The best.
One of
I
the
say
best.
The best.
Yeah, right now he's...
the best. Kevin Durant
ridiculous.
Tried to keep
he's
up
ridiculous.
With him. You saw what happened to that boy. He fouled out. He only had like 34 points. I mean, that's Durant.
Now, mind you, with the rules back in the mid-90s, early 90s, he would not be able to do that.
Who?
Curry?
Nah, Curry would be a solid point guard. He wouldn't
but
be.
He would be a solid point guard, yeah. But he'd be, he wouldn't produce that many numbers.
He wouldn't
man.
Be
he wouldn't
Curry.
Produce, yeah.
It wouldn't be Curry, that's for sure.
Now, who do you think would survive?
Kobe.
Kobe? Well, obviously.
Kobe Westbrook. Kobe Westbrook.
Westbrook probably, because he could take pain. He'd be going hard as fuck.
Yep, hard in the paint. He don't give a fuck. Who else? I believe.
LeBron.
No.
Yeah, man, LeBron. No. His sheer size alone, but actually maybe not.
No,
because mentally,
he won't survive back in the 80s and early 90s. He wouldn't survive mentally.
I think people his
Jordan
size.
Jordan will break him down. Jordan will break him down. Isaiah Thomas, massacre him.
Yeah,
he'll have the whole bad boys massacring that boy. He wouldn't be able to survive. I truly believe DeMarcus Cousins would survive in that era because that's a mean man. That's a man.
It's a man.
That's a man. That's a grown D-boy man. That's a D-boy productions. Come from D-boy productions, DeMarcus. I heard you want to make an album. Let's do it, baby. That's him. There's not that many players that would survive.
I don't know how the fuck Duncan survived, but he did.
Duncan was surviving that era as well.
Yeah, no, he did well.
Because he started playing in that mid-90s.
But
mid-90s. Or was it 98? I think 98 was his rookie year, 97, 98.
I don't know.
He came in around the same time as Kobe. I know because Kobe came in 96. So around that time he would be coming through. I think Duncan would survive. Young Duncan, he would survive. There's not that many players that off the top, there's not that many. I don't know.
Busting my head right now trying to figure out.
I don't know anybody else. But let us know. Let us know what you guys think about the NBA. Let us know if you think it's soft. You know, all these extra rules that they're making for the guards to play, you know, better. You know, it's because they're trying to make it more fast-paced. I get it. But come on, man.
Come on. I'm
not trying to see 30, 40 free throws. I'm not trying to see that. Come on. Stop calling those ticky-tack fouls. Come on, man. Let's go.
On a segue to Kobe, do you remember when he scored 81 points?
Of course.
And what did you think when you saw that on ESPN?
Well,
did you watch the game?
I didn't. Only people in L.A. watched the game because at that time, you know, I didn't know about technology as much. You know, I couldn't stream games. Now I could stream whatever game I want. Shout out to Cody for anybody that don't know. If y'all need Cody, let me know. I'm charging $49.99. But I remember the next day on ESPN when I woke up because I was back in high school.
Yeah.
Back in high school, I'll wake up early. First thing I'll turn on, bah, ESPN. Now it's my phone. When I wake up, first thing I look is my phone, see any notifications from any NBA games, you know, when I was asleep. Now it's just ESPN, go on ESPN, bah, Kobe drops 81. I'm like, stop playing. ESPN, you lying right now. There's no way Kobe scored 81. So now I'm looking at the highlights. I'm like, this boy done did it. This boy done scored 81 points. How the fuck? And then I'm looking at all the buckets because, you know, they had all the buckets. They show every single point that nigga made. And I was like, holy shit, this boy is real. And people say, he did it against Toronto. But remember, though, a couple games ago, was it a couple? He scored 60.
He was dropping 60.
He scored 62 against the Mavericks in three quarters. 62. He could have easily broken 81 points back then. But just because of the fact that they blew him out, he had 62 points, and the Dallas Mavericks, the whole squad, had 61 by the end of the third quarter. So you got to remember, Kobe was doing it to everybody. It just so happens that Toronto.
Every game.
That was the year he averaged 35 points. That was the year he.
Yo, ridiculous.
The year he averaged 35 points a game.
40 points, 38, 36.
Shout out to Kobe, greatest. Second greatest shooting guard of all time.
Ridiculous.
Second greatest shooting guard of all time. Third greatest is. T-Mac. Shout out to T-Mac for third greatest. Third greatest shooting guard all time.
T-Mac?
Then James Harden, then Jimmy Butler, then D Wade. What? Fight me now. What's up?
Damn, hold on. I got a problem with that.
Fight me now. What's up?
I got a problem with that order.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. D Wade, fourth greatest shooting guard of all time. Fifth is Clyde Drexler. Let's go. All right,
That was good.
What's the next topic, baby?
All right, we got for y'all nerds out there, Digimon.
Shout out to Digimon. What you want to know about Digimon?
Shout out to D-Boy Productions.
All right,
Digimon. All right, check me out. I was having conversation with my boys.
No names. We don't give out names. It's a shout out.
Yeah, it's a shout out. Shout out to Jay and Tio.
Shout out to Jay and Tio. I know who y'all is. My Jay boys.
Skirt, skirt.
We were having a conversation. I was mentioning to them Digimon, how I believe there was booty. I gave it a chance. I remember watching it as a kid and had some nostalgic feelings towards it. So I decided to watch season one on Netflix.
They got it on Netflix?
They got it on Netflix.
Oh, shit. I need to get on that.
And I was so mad. It was so bad. It was so bad.
See, I agree with you because if I watch Digimon now, Digimon is booty.
Bro, it's bad. Like, what I used to compare side by side, I used Pokemon season one. Season one of Pokemon.
Lion! You're lying. Shout out to DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled in the building.
Hey, welcome, DJ Khaled.
What's up, DJ Khaled? How you doing? Oh, you're going to be quiet now, huh? How you doing, DJ Khaled?
Bless up.
Oh, you blessed? Shout out. Welcome. Good shit. Welcome, baby. Welcome. So you were saying, DJ, have a seat. Have a seat, man. Come on.
All right. I was saying I compared both Pokemon and Digimon season one.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon season one still holds up. It's still very good and very nostalgic. You watch first season Pokemon, you're gonna love it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it stands the test of time. It's old as fuck. How old is Pokemon now?
96, I believe.
Damn. It's for us because that shit came out in Japan way before.
Yeah, true that. True that.
So yeah. First season, Digimon sucks. Now, they argued, they believe it's really good. They told me, watch season 2 and 3, where it's really live. I didn't give it a shot, but what's your take on this, man?
Okay, so look, I agree with you. If I watch Digimon now, Digimon is booty.
It's so bad.
If I watch it now, it's booty. But back in the day, that shit was hard.
Yeah, I remember watching it.
And it went hard. And then I just, you know, we did a little pre-show. We discussed what we were talking about. We let us know. You know, when he told me, yo, I want to talk about Digimon, I was like, all right, cool, bet. Let's go. I went through the episodes real quick. Just, you know, rephrase my memory. But it was booty, man. I couldn't watch it.
It was that bad.
I couldn't watch it. I remember, like, yo, the best thing about Digimon, I'll let y'all know right now, if y'all know about Digimon, is the Mega Evolutions. That's what it was.
That's what they told me, but I guess I never watched it.
That War Greymon and Metal Garurumon, that's about, like, episode, I think season one had, like, 50 episodes, and that was, like, around episode 30-something. So you got to go deep in that
first season.
Season two was booty.
It was booty too?
I believe season one was the best season. If you don't like season one, you ain't gonna like nothing else.
Season one sucked.
Season three was booty. Horrible.
And mind you, I like Digimon. I like to think about how Digimon was to me when I was a kid.
Lion!
Man. Stop lying. Get him, Khaled. Tell him. Tell him. Stop lying.
But damn. I felt so sad when I saw it, man.
That's all right, man. You know. Digimon booty now. It'll get better eventually. They got the new episodes, the 10-year. Shout out to the plane that's passing through our heads right now.
That's Kanye leaving
Kanye,
right now.
Bye, Kanye.
Bye, Kanye.
what was I saying? The Digimon now, Digimon try.
Oh, what's going, like, what's current
it's
right now?
What's current now. It's like a 10-year anniversary with the whole people from season one.
Nice.
That's cool. But other than that, I don't recommend Digimon at this point, especially if you're around our age. Little kids, if y'all want to watch Digimon, go right ahead. But
watch Pokemon, man. Pokemon.
Watch Pokemon.
That shit live.
Shout out
to
Pokemon.
Shout out to the episode where Charmander gives warmth to Ash.
In the rain?
Not in the rain, not that one. No, no, one.
Another one.
Give us another one.
When Charmander
another hint.
Charmander was giving warmth. They were on snow, and they had to stay warm. And
another hint. He took
out all his Pokeballs, Pikachu, Bulbasaur, everybody came out. And Charmander, he didn't like anybody. But he warmed up to Ash that episode because he tried to protect him. That shit was raw as fuck.
Which episode?
Brought a tear to my eye.
You know what? You know what brought a tear to my eye? When Butterfree. When he had to let go of Butterfree.
Was
it Butterfree?
That shit was sad, yo. That was like
episode like 11.
They were in the hot air balloons?
Like that. Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
That was a sad-ass episode.
Damn, see, Pokemon's that shit. That's season one, too.
Let's give thanks to Pokemon.
Give thanks to the Most High.
There you go. Thank you, Khaled.
I appreciate you.
What's on our next one?
What's our next one?
Shout out to Pokemon. We appreciate you.
What's our next one? Shit. I think that was it, man.
For you, but what about me? Let me see.
Let me see the script. Well, that's one of the scripts, but I remember one of the questions was a makeup.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So, shout out to my boy.
Shout out to your boy.
Shout out to my boy. Who's my boy? Michael.
Mike.
Shout out to Mike. Mike wanted us to talk about this.
All right.
We're going to talk about it. So, we're going to have
Mike. Usually has some good topics to talk about.
We're going to have Mike on the show one day. Y'all going to meet that boy. That's an intellectual man. All right.
Yeah, he fucks with your head.
Big dick bandit. Slaying hoes. You know, 009. Think about it.
We the best.
Thank you, Khaled. So, yeah, he wanted to talk to us. He wanted us to talk about the fact that, you know, he feels like he is unable to take one of these females to go swimming with him. Let's say on a first date, because right now, first dates are ridiculous. Ladies, you know it. Y'all, right now, you're giving a lot more to Instagram than to us on the first dates. Okay? So he wants to know the ill effect that 10 pounds of makeup on a woman and how it causes men, us men, to have trust issues with one of you ladies who won't go swimming with us on a first date. Now,
yeah, let's hear your take on this. I'm blessed.
I feel blessed. Khaled, help me out.
Bless up.
Thank you, Khaled. I feel blessed that my lovely lady doesn't wear 10 pounds of makeup. I'll say max she ever puts on is probably 1 pound of makeup, 2 maybe. Okay? So I'm blessed that my lady doesn't wear so much makeup. And that makes me happy because, one, I don't got to worry about all that extra, you missing an eyebrow. Those are the worst. I get mad thinking about it because it fucks up my mind. When one of you females, I don't know how you guys do it, completely shave your eyebrows and just draw that shit back in, like, how?
Yeah, I don't know.
How sway?
I like natural.
How
I mean,
sway?
If you sway.
How sway? How sway? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. You know what it is? Khaled, tell them what it is.
Get him. I changed.
That's what it is?
A lot. That's what it is. I changed.
Play one more time. Put it back.
I changed a lot.
Thank you, Khaled. That's what it is. I changed, man. I can't. Maybe, I think in high school, I actually found that attractive. Because, you know, high school, we were thugs. Everybody wore those 3XL.
Oh, no, but not in high school. I didn't wear that in high school. I wore that freshman year only.
You in high school, though.
Freshman year, bro. Half of freshman year.
Listen, I'll tell you the truth. With me, high school, freshman year, I wore my 2XL shirts. Sophomore year, I wore my extra large shirts.
You died, all right?
I'm totally a doubt. I think junior year, I wore my large shirts. And then finally, senior year, I was fresh as fuck. Wearing mediums, shirts that fit, pants that fit, looking fresh, had some nice kicks.
That shit changed for me. By sophomore year, I wasn't wearing any of that clothes anymore.
Because it's too much. But we're getting off topic. We're getting off topic. You know that we could save that thugged out for another time.
Yeah.
But ladies, 10 pounds, really? My female doesn't do that. I know some of you have to do it because of, acne situations you have going on. I understand that.
You actually see how he does his hand movements.
Everybody goes through that acne shit. I understand that. I went through it. My brother had a horrible case of acne. I know some women that just, and then when you see them after high school, like, oh. You know, but I understand that. That's the perfect reason to use makeup. That's what makeup is for. To cover up that,
not to,
you know, puffy,
change your identity,
yellow shit you have going on. But not to
make you a different person.
Exactly. You seen that whole I think it was like a little thing going on in Facebook where they show you like an ugly ass face and then
right next to it.
And then it shows version. The... Exactly. You seen that shit?
Crazy.
You seen that shit? How?
Crazy and kind of scary.
And even some niggas, like, on IG especially, I've seen some niggas that wear 10 pounds of makeup like, dude, I know you gay, but really, nigga? Really, nigga? Like, that's what you do? That's what you do? That's what you do? Khaled, what do you have to say about that?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You played yourself, nigga. What is that shit? Don't come with that shit. See,
my views on that shit, man, are honestly, look, I get it. When you're wearing makeup now, I'm like you where my girlfriend barely wears
shout
makeup.
Shout out to your girlfriend.
Barely wears makeup. Or
no shout out to the girl?
Oh, shout shit. Out to my girlfriend. Shout out. Got a shout out 3 times.
Lying!
Shout
out.
You're lying!
Motherfucker. I should kind of hear this shit. I want to give.
Give thanks to the Most High.
Yeah, that's my girl. Oh, shit. But honestly, I'm blessed.
Bless up.
I'm blessed that my girl don't have wear barely any makeup.
Yeah,
if
but when
any.
You, but let's say, hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
You single.
I'm single, all
right. I can't be single. You single.
Okay. Hypothetically, baby.
You single. You talking to this girl, right?
Cool.
You be like,
cool.
You check out her Instagram. You know, she sends you pic. She looks banging. Right? So, you take out, let's say, you take it out. It doesn't even have to be swimming. Because you know Miami weather be crazy.
Yep.
You know, any day you could go swimming on the street. So you walk. You're walking downtown, you know.
Start raining.
You got
pouring
money.
Out of nowhere.
You got money.
Beautiful sunny day. Start pouring.
You got
makes
money.
Makes sense, Miami.
You got money in got the downtown. Money. You know, you blowing it. Here you go. Whatever you want. Hypothetical. You know, let's make you a baller. Right, might as well make you a baller.
Yeah, we're talking hypothetical. Please make me a baller.
Right. Right, you're walking down a long strip, you know, no buildings, no covers, no nothing.
All
right,
cool.
You know,
cool.
It's Miami.
Shit happens.
Any second, it starts downpouring.
Wow, it's sunny. It makes no
fucking
sense.
Wow, it's sunny. You get the sun and the rain at the same damn time. So, and y'all gotta run. Y'all running, you know, you're a real nigga, so I'm assuming you're ahead of her because you're faster.
Yeah, of course.
So,
yeah, you gotta catch up.
She in the back.
Yeah.
You finally
wanna be with me? You gotta run with me.
So, you finally make the strip, right? You make the strip, and then you turn back. She behind you, and you're like, who the fuck is you? Where did the bitch I was spending all my money go? Like, what is this beast that I'm looking at right now? How would you feel about that?
I don't know. I honestly never been in that situation. But
stop lying, nigga. I know you have.
I tell you this. Now, if I met her with all that makeup on, and then that's how I know her. That's how I, it sounds messed up, but that's how I expect her to be all the time.
I appreciate
the truth.
But it's true. Like, I didn't sign up for whatever you have under that. I signed up for what I, no, it's true. It sounds fucked up, but I signed up for what I see. You come out and you don't look nothing. I'm talking about nothing, because you know some people look
nothing
like they do when they have makeup on.
Correct.
I don't like that.
Talk about it.
If you show up and you have no eyebrows, one eyelash, and a mustache, we got problems, man.
That's a major key right there.
Major key
to a breakup.
But I know what I signed up for. You got to look somewhat like you do with makeup on.
Yo, if you come through and you looking gorgeous, you know, you looking
banging.
Right. And you come through and then the next day I see you. And you ain't got nothing on? Congratulations.
You played yourself.
Bye, Felicia. I ain't never talking to you again. Heartless. I don't give a fuck. Savage. You're done.
Vandal?
Who are you?
You go Vandal on
who are you? Who
Vandal?
The, who, I'll tell him, who the fuck is you?
Vandal Savage.
Who the fuck is you?
Cool.
So, shout out to Mike for the for that little discussion. And we got one.
That was a good topic, man.
That was a very good
topic.
Shout
out to Mike. Shout out to Mike. And D-Boy Productions.
We got one more topic for you guys. We're the best. We got one more topic for you guys. We want to talk about now. Earlier today, this topic came today. I was giving my girl and one of her friends. I ain't gonna name no names because you know
you got a name drop, man.
I'm gonna do a name drop. Shout out to Wendy.
Oh no, name dropped.
Shout out to Wendy for this one. But yeah, we were talking. And I was playing, you know, I was playing Kanye's new album. You know, there's a song on there.
Fire.
There's a song on there.
Dylon.
There's a song on there called Famous.
All right.
There's a song on there called Famous. And it has this lyric. It has this verse. So and I'm going to say it real quick. So this is how it went. I feel like me and Taylor, talking about Taylor Swift,
cool,
might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous. Okay. So then when the ladies heard that, they're like, really? He said that? I was like, yeah, because it's true. And then that's when it snapped. All right, something snapped in their mental lobe that they just started with piercing eyes, like my skull was melting when both of them were looking at me. I was like, holy shit, I just fucked up.
Superman.
I just fucked up. I said something. Irate. But you know, I'm a man, so I'm gonna defend my shit. All right, so cool. I agreed that she didn't become famous because of that incident, because she was already famous. She won her award that night. I don't even know what award she won. I think it was Best Album or...
probably Best Female Album.
Best Female something. She won. Congratulations, Taylor Swift. You won. But if you look at everything before that, I believe she only won, I don't know how long she's been in the game before that. Maybe
a
year.
Minute.
2-3 years. I don't know. But she, what I've seen, what I read on, she only won a couple of awards. I say maybe max 5 before that. After that whole event... tons of awards. She's won tons of, and it's because before that I didn't know who Taylor Swift was. I didn't know who Taylor Swift was.
Yeah,
I was like, who the fuck is Taylor Swift? What did Kanye do? Kanye's a beast. She probably deserved it. Fuck that hoe.
No, I heard. I knew.
You knew who Taylor Swift was?
Yeah, I knew Taylor Swift.
Okay, I didn't know who Taylor Swift was.
I was low key jamming to that shit
for sure. So I'm assuming a lot of people because didn't know who Taylor Swift was, especially in the rap game. You know, people that like me just listen to rap. Everyone I listen to rock. Thank you, Taylor Swift, for putting me on that country. I listen to country because of her. But I didn't know who she was. So I'm like, who the fuck is this Taylor bitch? Why she tripping? Why people tripping? Like, yo, Kanye's Kanye. Why you going to hate on him for being... So then he said that I got put on Taylor Swift. And I'm assuming everybody else got put on Taylor Swift because of those comments. Because it blew up. Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.
The whole situation, I believe.
I don't think there was a Twitter, Facebook. There wasn't Twitter.
Yeah, there was Twitter.
Twitter, you sure?
Yeah, for sure.
This was in 2010. There was Twitter. Yeah. VMAs.
So check me out. The way I saw it, Taylor Swift has sold, I know I'm wrong in this number, but about 7 million album
copies.
Copies.
Before that, though?
Before that. Which is
I got to look at the research.
Which is more than that. What Kanye ever sold,
lies
by album wise. But which I believe is I'm going by numbers off the top of my head. Which is crazy.
What,
she was super popular. I remember her being all over everywhere. All the females though, but I forgot what I was going with this. The numbers threw me off. I think she got more on the map because of Kanye, but
of course she did. That's what I'm saying.
She's been selling albums.
Listen,
like her music.
What I'm not saying is that you know, because of Kanye, she is. Well, I kind of am. What I'm saying is because of Kanye, she was able to achieve a level of famousness, if that's a word, famousness sooner than what she would have accomplished by herself. You get me? So let's say let's do a five year span. All right,
cool.
So let's say in 5 years, Taylor Swift would have been famous if not for Kanye in 3 years. So because of Kanye, she was able to achieve that level of famousness in 3 years when it would have taken her five. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying she would have eventually gotten
to the point that she has, that she is right now. But because of Kanye, it was accelerated.
I see it differently. I still see it differently because I think she was already that famous, but she wasn't a household name. She wasn't a household name to the rap community. And to us, that's
rap
a big
community. Is a big community.
Yeah, it's
though.
A big ass community.
That's what I'm saying. And I guarantee you, a lot of these rap niggas listen to Taylor Swift right now.
For sure.
Shout out
now,
to me.
Back
right
then,
now. Back
I don't think
then,
nobody in the rap community would have known Taylor Swift. But
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because of Kanye, she was able to achieve that level a lot quicker than what she would have achieved by herself. Shout out to Kanye for making it possible.
Taylor Swift, I love you.
Shout out to Taylor Swift for doing her thing.
I'm sorry, babe, but Taylor Swift. You know Taylor Swift. Come on.
Because I'm saying Taylor Swift would have eventually made it that big. It was just because of Kanye.
I see it because Kanye is ridiculousness.
Guarantee you, if Kanye shouts me out, Kanye say some dumb shit about me, I'll be famous the next day. And he can say all the shit he wants on his song. I'll be like, yo, Kanye, thank you, dog. I appreciate you for everything. Like, let's say.
But that's why he's coming through, though.
That's why he's coming through episode 3. Shout out to Kanye. Shout out to Kanye. DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled, you got anything to say about this?
About this whole situation with
Taylor Swift. What you got to say about Kanye?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Damn, shots fired. Yo. Shots fired. Shit. We have shots fired.
Oh, shit.
Shots fired.
I didn't think I was going to say that.
Exclusive here in Backyard Podcast. What you got to say about Taylor Swift, though?
You smart.
Oh, okay. Ooh, you got a crush on Taylor Swift?
What else?
You got a crush on Taylor Swift? What else about her?
I appreciate you.
You appreciate her? Or you appreciate her music?
Looks like we're about to get...
We got a special guest coming through.
All right.
We got a special guest coming through.
Hello?
Yo.
Omar. Yep.
What's good, bro?
Marion, what's good?
What's poppin', bro?
Yo, homie, welcome to the Backyard Podcast.
Welcome. Thanks for calling us.
I gotta go.
You're not letting go for you.
Go.
Yo, hey, Omar, you want to give a shout out before you go?
Yeah, shout out to y'all bitch ass niggas.
Hey, shout out, man. We'll see you next week, Papa.
Dollar, man.
First caller, first guest on the Backyard Podcast. Surprise guests. You know, we have surprise guests coming through all the time. DJ Khaled, Omar Gonzalez. Next week, we're going to have The Way. Cool. We're going to have The Way coming through. You know, he's a special breed of individual. He crazy. He dumb as fuck. But anyways. Yeah, so before that, back to Taylor Swift, because I love talking about Taylor Swift. One, I still believe she's too skinny for me.
Nah,
I like
man.
Me a,
she
I like
meets
me a
my,
thick,
oh man, I'm a, I like love
me,
that girl.
I like me a thick chick. But, yeah.
Her blue eyes, white, I mean, blue eyes, blonde, white. She's probably like 5'10". I love
talk
girls.
About it.
Oh, man.
Talk about
I
it.
I love shout you, babe. Out, I love you, babe.
Shout out to the white girls out there. Yeah. That was my whole take on that. I had to defend myself. We on camera right now. Shout out. We're being recorded live. Shout out. So Taylor Swift, don't sue us. Don't. We don't got no money.
Nah, she's cool people.
She cool
I like
people.
Her.
She won't fuck with us. That's it. That's all our topics.
What else do you want to talk about? How much time we got on this podcast right now?
I don't know. Shit.
It'll say?
Nope, it don't say.
I mean, we got to make up one more shit to talk
about. I think we're in here for a good 30, 45 minutes. Yeah, we're
sounds good.
It's good. I think this is good for now, man. If you guys want us to talk more, let us know, man. We'll put in an hour, 2 hours in this podcast. Yeah. But we trying to keep you entertained while you're at work, while you're driving to work. While you fucking your bitch, while, you know, doing your thing, you know. We're just
laundry.
Here to entertain you, doing your laundry.
Appreciate
I know laundry gets
you.
Boring. We appreciate all our fans. We appreciate every single one of you.
I appreciate you.
We appreciate every single one of you for listening. Stay tuned. We're going to have episode 3 next week. Give a shout out. I feel blessed right now.
Bless up.
Bless up. Let's all bless up all day. I want to give thanks.
Give thanks to the Most High.
Most hot right now would be D-Boy Productions in the Backyard Podcast. We don't play. We do this all day. Next week, I'm going to try to have a little freestyle for you guys. I'm going to freestyle one of my beats.
Top of the dome or?
Top of the dome, Papa. All right. That's all I do. Top of the dome. You know how it is. That's the key.
The key to success.
It's the freestyle off the top of the dome. That's what it is.
That's the quote of the week.
Quote of the week. We don't have accurate sounds right now. But shout out to DJ Khaled for coming through. DJ Khaled, thank you.
Thank you. So lonely out here.
Do you want to give any shout outs to anybody out there?
I give a shout out to let's give a shout out to Jay.
Shout out to Jay.
T.O.
Shout out to T.O.
And Mike.
Mike, shout out to all those
topics for us.
Three topics for us.
Their points of views.
Shout out to Omar, special guest today.
Omar, special guest. Called in last minute. Didn't know he was on.
You got yourself a Twitter, SoundCloud, Instagram. You want to give out anything?
Damn, I'm negative.
Negative, not yet.
Not yet. I'm too busy. I'm not gonna say I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lazy. I don't want to do it, but I'm gonna do it. I just don't know when.
Shout out to D-Boy Productions. Shout out to D-Boy 24 on the Twitter. Shout out to D-Boy 24 on the SoundCloud. Shout out to DonX15 on the Instagram. Shout out to you, Donnie Rodriguez on Facebook. Let's go. Follow me on all four. You know how I do.
Remember to like,
subscribe. Well,
do we have a Facebook page yet?
No, we don't. Negative, we need to make one.
Subscribe. Please subscribe. Share.
Share. Listen. Share,
listen.
Listen through the whole thing. If you want to skip some things, that's fine.
Go ahead and rate us.
Go rate us 5 stars, please. Do what you do best. And we want to give...
And leave some posts. Post something that...
Post some things. Let us know what you want us to talk about, man. We talk about anything, you know. As we get more comfortable, we're going to get a little bit more nasty. We're going to get nasty, you know, for the ladies and for the niggas. We're going to have some women coming through, too. We're going to have women guests. Exactly.
We're going to have our discussions.
Exactly. It's not just going to be men all day, every day, you know. No sausage fest up in here. Cool. So, yeah, that's it. Anything else you want to say?
That's it. Thank you guys for listening. And that's it.
Shout out to D-Boy Productions.